Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We're having quite a serious discussion this afternoon.
Ja, ons het vir jou gevra of jy dit sou oorweeg om met iemand uit te gaan wat alreeds kinders van 'n vorige huwelik of 'n vorige verhouding het. And we've got some really kind of wide-ranging responses in this regard. And from some of the people, I'm not going to say people's names, we've got someone who says, yes, I would, depending on the age of my kids. Another one who says, I've married my wife and she has a child and I will do it again. Then we've got one in that says, good afternoon. From my side, I'm in a marriage where there are two kids and man, it is a nightmare. 8 years in the marriage and we now live in separate houses. So dit is nie altyd maanskyn en rose vir almal nie.
No, this is not an easy discussion. Anonymous has given us a call this afternoon. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, hello.
What's your situation?
So I wanted to find out, I was in a marriage for 13, 14 years, and there was a child from a previous relationship on my side. And now 13 years down the line, it ended and my child has now been pushed aside by my ex.
Oh.
So my question is it up to the child to then maintain a relationship with the ex, or is it up to the ex as the adult to maintain a relationship? What is the situation?
Can I ask how old your child is?
She is 18.
Okay, and that was a 14-year-long thing. So basically from the time she was a toddler, she knew this person.
Mm.
And then suddenly as a late teen, this person is, from what you're saying, out of their life.
Yes.
Oh, that my heart breaks for that.
You're anonymous. That's a very, very, very tough one, especially for your daughter who's come to know this other person as a second parent, you know. So it's so hard. I can only speak from my own personal experience. And I think this is why my mom never married, because my mom was a single parent. She was never married throughout her life. So I think her thing was always that this kind of thing would happen to me, that I would either get attached to someone and then her and him would break up and then I don't now no longer have this person in my life. I can't think of how difficult that must be for your daughter, and I am so sorry.
So Anonymous, can I ask you a question? How long, because I mean it still sounds pretty raw from the way that your voice is, and it's obviously something that's emotional for you. How long has it been, and do you think that there is an opportunity for, once things have calmed down and hearts have stopped fluttering, to sort of maintain a relationship between the two of them, or has he explicitly said that he doesn't want to be around?
Well, it's been just a little over a year. And look, things didn't end well. So the relationship between the two did get a bit rocky. So I'm not saying either one wants to be in contact. I know my child has a lot that needs to be worked on as well.
Yeah.
So it's still fairly fresh, but you know, I just want to know whose responsibility is it to maintain contact? Does it come from both?
I will tell you straight up that I think the adults in the room should be the adults in the room.
Mm.
You know, I don't think it's fair, especially, I mean, a year when you're a teenager is a massive portion of your life. It feels like forever, you know.
Mm.
And if you have this relationship with this adult, who then just, I find it unconscionable that you just disappear from a child's life. You know, that doesn't seem fair or reasonable at all. Just because the relationship between the parents has ended, you've been a part of this kid's life forever, you know.
Well, that's my view as well, but apparently it's not right. So I was looking for a second opinion.
I mean, I'm on your side in this. As far as I'm concerned, the grown-up should be the grown-up. Like, I understand why the grown-up might not want to be the grown-up, but that's what being a grown-up is. Sometimes you have to.
Mm. And Anonymous was also saying that the relationship kind of deteriorated towards the end, which is all well and good, but it is up to the adult, not the recent adult 18-year-old, the adult in the relationship, the parent figure, to reach out to your daughter and say, listen, can we fix this? If she says no, then that's fine. That's her decision, and we need to respect that decision. But the olive branch to be offered in the first place needs to be done.
I will also say that if she says no, now at age, 18, that's fair enough, respect that. But also don't then disappear. If she wants to get in touch again when she's 25 and rebuild the relationship that she had as a kid, that should be okay as well. You're in this person's life now. You made a commitment for more than a decade that you were part of the upbringing of this child. I'm really sorry you're in this situation.
No, it's okay. I just wanted to know that I'm logic in my way of thinking.
I feel like there's logic in your way of thinking.
Yeah, there is. And also, we are very sorry that you are in this situation, but also thank you for sharing this, because there are other people that are going through similar things, and the fact that you felt comfortable enough to share this with us is definitely making someone else go, I'm not the bum in this situation.
Yeah.
I'm actually right, you know. So thank you so
100%.
Much. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Oh, that's a very difficult situation to be in.
Yeah, look, I mean, it is a difficult situation, but I guess, you know, even legally, it's always about the best interest of the child. And I think now that she's old enough to be able to answer for herself, it should be then her decision to say, do I want this relationship or do I want it to continue? What's the best interest for the child?
There I agree with Joe. But I feel like the person who has now left should be open to still being part of this kid's life.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, that doesn't seem fair to just have a parent and then have the parent tap out because a relationship ended. That's not how this works.
Oaks, I am the wrong person to be having this conversation with, because I have a lot to say.
Earl is on the line. How are you, friend?
I'm good, and you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. What do you think?
I just feel that, you know, if you take on the responsibility, or you choose to take on the responsibility of becoming a parent to this child, especially when the child is 4 years old, and then you are that parent for 14 years old, you shouldn't get the choice of just switching that off.
Yeah,
that just, you know, it's just terrible for the kid. I mean, I've got friends that are in relationships with kids from previous marriages, and if that doesn't work out, I know my friends will have the integrity to not want to just cut that off, because you're actually the person's parent. Some people can't have kids, and they're given the opportunity to get that opportunity, and then you just want to squander it. Not cool.
I 100% agree with you. You don't get to assume a parenting role to a young human being and then just tap out.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.